The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Not before or since, not before or since in my mind, Paul Verratti was the best. So, listen to this. It was just a gift from God, this guy's voice. And forgive me, I'm all about the Italian heritage, because we just got back from Italy. But I, on the plane, of all things, they had this documentary. And I was in the back of the plane, by the way. Got way back in the plane. I thought I was supposed to. And I was next to this gal. God bless her. She was older, and she was putting on the stockings so you fly because you have to wear the same place. And she's moving.
Oh, like compression socks? Please, yeah. No, please. I get it.
And I was nice.
Should have told him you were Joe Pesci.
No, please.
I would have put it up front.
But it was okay. I'm just it was okay, and she turned out to be very, very nice. So then I see, okay, I did all my work, I got everything. And there's so much going on. I'll tell you about Rockville Center this Saturday night. We want to see at the mat. This theater in Rockville Center, by the way, is supposed to be spectacular. At this Mallory College, is that what it is? I don't know. No one was there.
And neither of us have been.
I tell you, it's beautiful. I hear it's beautiful. So, and you could check it out on online if you go on Jersey Joe Piscopo on Twitter, or check out Facebook. I put an ad, not an ad there. It's like got the poster Piscopo, yeah. The Piscopo Pops with John Cagliani. I'm going out. Right. So now I'm doing all the business, putting the set list together, going back and forth with John, and then I see a Paul Verratti documentary on the thing that you could get on
movie,
the plane.
You know, so you can watch movies.
And you touch it, bang, and it went, and Ron Howard, of course, did it. Ron Howard, brilliant Ron Howard. It was great. And I watched it, and I never knew the depth of this guy. And again. Hmm. I got to meet Pavarotti through Dr. Rock Positano. Mm-hmm. He said, Joe, we're doing a fundraiser for something, and Rock Positano got not only Paul Verratti there, Henry Kissinger there.
Wow.
I know, only Rocky. So I remember I went, and I knew I saw Dr. Kissinger, chatted with him, talked with him. But I wanted to meet Paul Verratti. I went over, and it was toward the end there, so he was quiet, and he wasn't really jovial. But I watched this documentary. What the voice.
Right.
I mean, what, did you ever see him in person? You probably saw him.
No, never in person, though.
I mean,
on television.
So many people have seen him, and I said to myself, how did I miss that? How did I miss not going to see Paul Verratti? I mean, the voice of the ages, this guy, right? So thanks for putting that on.
Now.
Because I'm telling you, all that the Italian.
Thanks for the speedos.
Is that what you... By the way, we know what Al's going to be for Halloween. David, the statue. He's going to get arrested.
No.
Well, I'm sorry, we're
staying inside for Halloween. My son is going trick-or-treating.
And you're going to wear the speedos?
No, I'm not wearing the speedos. My wife, I send the picture to my wife. I said, look what Joe got me. I figured my wife would be like, oh, maybe you wear them in private. just, why? That's the first response. And then the second response is, they're underwear. Thanks, Captain Obvious. I know that.
I'm walking around.
She really loves me.
Did you see they had at those places on the side of the road? They had like gourmet chocolate. Did you see that? What was that? You were pulling over, you know? And they had
great stuff.
It was that I bought some chocolate. I got little gifts. I got tchotchkes.
Yeah, you go to the rest stop on the turnpike. the food is barely warm. You know.
I'll tell you what I tried for the first time in Capri, which I'd never tried before. Obviously, Capri is very well known for the limoncello.
I was the Isle of Capri that I met her. We're gonna dig that one up. I've never tried.
So I sampled some of the limoncello that they had there, which was great, including which I'd never had the cream-based limoncello.
No, they cream-based.
Yeah, it's great. But what I'd never had before until getting to Capri, and I ordered a couple of bottles, is melon-cello. It's this liqueur made from melons, which was outstanding.
No, I believe I've had that from like a cantaloupe or whatever, like a melon.
It was outstanding.
Yeah, that was really good.
I don't think I tried a sample, but I also ordered a liqueur made from pistachio that I'm looking forward to.
Oh. You were kind of lit that whole time. The whole trip, weren't you,
he was
Frankie?
Warm. He was
no,
very warm.
Frankie, I said Frankie had this glow about him. That was probably from the vino in Italy.
Yeah, they call it a rum rouge. It's a rosé.
He did say to us when he talked to us at one point during the trip. He says, "I've been trying to start my morning every morning with Prosecco."
That's right.
But that morning apparently he hadn't, and he was on his third or fourth glass of wine.
They had the breakfast. People ask about the food over there. The breakfast that these hotels put out for you, it's everything from scrambled eggs, bacon, sausage, no French toast.
Pancetta or actual bacon?
They had actual bacon. They had cheeses. They had
a lot of different cheeses,
very unusual.
For breakfast.
That's great.
And then you know what my father's favorite spread was when we had the toast? Marmalade. And there's marmalade all over Italy.
Nutella?
That's where he probably found it.
Nutella. Yeah.
But my father did the marmalade, and I know. Now I would always have all the marmalade thinking about Pop, you know, over there.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, too, and I wanted to tell you, I started to touch on this. 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, it's Joe and Frank are back from Italy. Debbie's back from Italy. We're here. The team is back together. Al is here. We love you for listening. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis is here. There's so much you're going to do. David Limbaugh on the show as well in the 9 o'clock hour. And as you listen, we want to thank you for the beautiful family who was there, and everybody there are people that showed up for this trip that never even knew we were on the radio. They just saw the classic name Perillo, and they said, "Oh, Perillo," and then they saw Joe's going, and they came from Nevada. My buddy's
one guy was from Vegas, right?
The outside of Reno, of somebody from down in, that's right, outside of Dallas in Texas, all over the country they came in. Oh, you're on the radio? So I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, it's a radio tour. They didn't know. They just happened to go with us. All family, we had the best time ever. And we were all like, it was just that we all just joined together. Mm. And now in this divide that you see, in Washington, we're not that. We are not that. And as I go on, when I go on the radio and I say, people always go, "Oh, Joe, you stay positive. I like the way you take the high road." And I try to, with all my heart and soul, I try to. And then when we put the Perillo tour situation out, and I go to Frankie Volpe actually came to us, our sales guy, and he goes, he's our chief sales guy. He goes, "Joe, what about a Perillo tour?" I said, "Are you kidding me? How cool would that be?" And you knew, as soon as I started advertising on Perillo, you knew I was going to say, "Let's go to Italy." I did, and we went, and we had the best time. And it just shows how great the country is. We are a microcosm of what's happening around the rest of the country, which is good. We can reach out to you, and we could say, "Let's go." And you know what else was great, I have to tell you too, and I'm not preachy here, we all went to church together. There was so many of us who went to church together. We were in Rome. We were exhausted. We flew. We got there early in the morning. We were flying most of the night, and it was everybody on church. People were going, "What time is church? What time is church? I don't know. Let's find a mass." So we looked to St. Debbie of Duhame. And we went. She went, and we went to Santa Maria in Roma. And I sent the pictures out. When I tell you, humbling, and then this was great. So I think I mentioned it on the radio. I said, "I got to take pictures." I don't know. Are you allowed to take pictures in church? Are you allowed to take pictures in church?
Unless, you know, usually there's no flash photography.
Well, I was in Rome, and Debbie was there. Joanne came with us. Everybody came. Joey and Pat, Kat. We went to church, and we're there. We hit the 6 o'clock mass. We made it. Listen. And the priest is there. And so I take the phone out, and I go, oh, let me get a slow picture of the beautiful altar. Oh, my gosh, look at the sun. Everything is beautiful in Italy. The beautiful organ. I'm taking the pictures. A gal walks over. She was a little nun. She looks at me. She started doing this, and she gave me the with the finger. And not the sounds. Whether you're in Italy or you're in New Jersey at St. Thomas in Bloomfield, it's yeah. It was like, it's always, she did this, she gave it's me like the, this. She gave me a, yeah, kind of like that. I looked at her and I went, oh, I'm sorry, no photographic. She goes, and then she gave me the evil eye. Because she gave me the index finger up like that, whatever it was, whatever language she was talking.
Right.
Put that camera away. I put it inside my vest pocket. Right. I looked at her, and she knew, because this is the problem I had with nuns when I was a kid, because they knew I was going to cause trouble right after that. So she looked, but she gave me the evil eye.
Yeah, she gave me a look like, yeah.
And then she was sitting in mass. I looked across the man, and she...
She's still
an American. I said, look at this. I get you. She would not take her eye off of me, man, for the mass. I was like in school at St. Thomas in Bloomfield. I said, whoa, please. So I was best behavior. Mm-hmm. I waited till she left. Then I took the camera back out after mass.
Right.
After mass. Yeah. I took beautiful pictures of Santa Maria in Rome. It was just beautiful. Good. It was great. So I was, and then we go, me and Joey and Kat, and there were some other folks that went. And we went to the Basilica of the Holy Cross. And that was in Florence, right behind the hotel, Frankie. Gorgeous. You know the bells that kept ringing? That was Basilica di Santa Croce. It was, when I tell you, you walk in, and forgive me for staying on this, but because I'm a man of faith, and when you go to Italy, and they tell us how bad Christians are, and how Christians are always persecuted, and then when you go
especially
to,
by the Romans.
Oh, yeah. You know, but when you go and you see, and the whole country is that, you are just humbled when you walk in. By the way, I felt the same way when I went to Israel. I mean, I'm a Christian. I went to Israel. I felt that same spirituality when I went to the great state of Israel. It was beautiful. There's just something there that you can't really describe. So I was there. So we're at the mass, and we made it to the Basilica of the Holy Cross, and it's beautiful. I'm going on, and no pictures there. There's no pictures. Again, you can just see. The priest went on and did like a half-hour homily in Italian.
Wow.
In Italian. So Joey's wife Kat gets hysterical because she's looking at me, and I'm looking at my watch, and I'm hitting my watch. I'm looking around at all the architects, and the guy kept going on and on and on. And he was it, no matter what language. Can someone from the Vatican say, keep it 7 minutes. Give me 5 minutes. This guy. And he was an older priest. God bless him. Appreciate him being a disciple of Christ. He went on for a half an hour, and we got hysterical because whether it's Rome or whether it's Jersey or New York, it's on and on. Unless you're Cardinal Dolan. Cardinal Dolan's the only guy who gets it. Boom. Hit it and quit it. That's all you got to do.
It was interesting what Cardinal Dolan said yesterday, that he wishes that he could have gotten married and had a family. And that, you know, obviously, you know, he takes his vow of celibacy very seriously. But it was interesting that he said that so publicly and then he regrets not having that opportunity.
Well, it came from the Vatican that they're thinking about
that. Well, I think they should. You know,
hello.
One of the...
hello! Is that my Paolo impression? Pretty good, right?
That's not bad.
Thank
but
you.
One of the things that I think you've seen a lot of folks migrate to places like the Episcopal Church for is because they female priests and for priests to be married.
Yeah, what's the deal?
To me, it makes all the sense in the world.
I couldn't agree more. And then, so all of us got together. We know how to change the Catholic Church. We're talking to Debbie, but we know how to make it a little more user-friendly, this Catholic Church. And we know how to do it. I wish they would just listen to us. It doesn't have to come out of the Vatican. It should come from the people. But you could do a 25-minute mass. And 30-minute mass, okay? I could even take a...
I think that was Martin Luther's 96th thesis was, if only there was a 25-minute mass.
The guy went on and on. And the Americans are in the back giggling. Why they laugh? They laugh after me as a my sermon. They laugh.
Is it too long?
Oh, my Lord. It was great. It was great, though. Listen, Colonel Robert McGinnis is going to join us. I was so proud when I saw the president take out Baghdadi, man. That was huge news. That was, by the way, the top news internationally. The number one terrorist killed. Apparently, in the Washington Post, you called the Baghdadi an austere scholar.
That's right.
I mean, it was like so weird. I mean,
this is the guy. Lord. But I was so proud to see that. We're going to talk to the colonel about that and the implications for national security in regards to this, the number one and number two guy at ISIS taken out by Donald J. Trump. David Limbaugh on the show as well. 877-970-2999. Hey, Deb, how you doing? You back? Are you settled in? You doing okay?
Yeah, you were mentioning, like, the masses. Like, yeah, even though yeah. they're all in Italian, yeah. it was still, like, wasn't
yeah.
it amazing
yeah,
just
it
to
was.
Be there?
It was.
You know, I mean, even after, like you said, that Sunday, that flight where we flew in and nobody slept, and we all made it to Mass on
well,
Sunday. But we were, like, so tired, but we're like, oh, let's all go to Mass.
We looked know? We looked at St. Debbie of Duhaime. We went.
It wasn't me. It was everybody.
Because
it was
a
group effort.
6 o'clock Mass. We said 6 o'clock Mass. And then we went to Santa Maria to that beautiful church in Rome. That
okay,
really
that
part
was
of
why we went to noon Mass that day. Yeah,
yeah was yeah, that was the noon? What was that?
The first Sunday was the noon Mass.
Ah.
And then the next Saturday went to the Saturday night.
You're
mass
good.
The next
you are
weekend.
Good. But Deb, you know what did I do in the middle of Mass? I looked around. I said, "Can I move?" That was the Mass that the nun was like kind of lecturing
yes,
me not
yes,
to take a picture.
Giving you the eye.
And
yeah.
I came back to, and I sat next to my friend Debbie Duhaime at
yes,
Mass.
That was special
in Rome. That was a beautiful.
That was so
we got
nice.
Communion together. It was really a beautiful thing, Deb. Mm-hmm. And it's so great, so great. And you're back, and you're up, and you're at him. It's 8:20. No sleep. She's going. Debbie Duhaime, the Energizer Bunny, whatever that is, and looking out for you. And then Colonel McGinnis will join us on Piscopo in the morning. Debbie, how are we doing this morning thus far?
Let's see what's happening, Joe. 80 eastbound at 280 in Parsippany. It's an overturned vehicle. Expect delays here in the express lanes. Also, 46 west at Notch Road into Little Falls. It's an accident on the shoulder, but it's in the construction zone, so a tough ride there. We're still seeing delays this morning on the New Jersey Turnpike. Truck lanes north at exit 12 with an accident just cleared. Stop and go traffic as you head to the westbound belt by Kennedy Airport. Accident cleaned up over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. You're waiting here about 10 to 15 minutes because of some earlier problems. LIE westbound by the Grand Central Parkway, that's an accident involving a tractor trailer. Prepare for stop and go traffic. 84 west by the Taconic, an overturned tractor trailer. Partly cloudy today, high in the 60s. Rain likely for tomorrow for Halloween. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
He was the lawyer who took on a TV network and won a settlement for the actors in the series Bones. He also represented Sylvester Stallone and the Marvin Gaye family. He's in the middle of the entertainment scene, and he's our guest this weekend on Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi. Wait till you hear Neville Johnson, who also has a connection to singer Michael Feinstein. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970 The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Only days left before we join you at 230 Park Avenue at 46th Street. That's Bobby Vanz for the next Dining Out Dialogues. Myself, Don Trump Jr., Kim Guilfoyle, A.J. Katsimatidis, and many more. 212-867-5490 for reservations.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand With Israel tour through the land of Israel in December of 2019. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. We'll learn about the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of one of the most fascinating places on earth. And you'll share experiences that will change how you view the world. Walk the ancient temple steps. Touch the Western Wall, sail on the Sea of Galilee, pray on the Mount of Beatitudes. The list goes on. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your chance. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose. The 10-day Stand With Israel Tour, December 2019.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
I don't think I'm going to make it.
You better make it. Don't show me that picture again.
All right, we got business. 8:24 with Joe on the radio. Believe we'll break it all down for you. Oh, mamma mia.
Rhino Shield. Joe, what is Rhino Shield? You know, it's a ceramic coating, and it keeps moisture from penetrating your masonry walls, keeps the inside of your home dry and mold-free. Rhino Shield, they spray it on your home, no matter if it's stucco, concrete, block, whatever you have. They did it to my house. They did it to Arthur Idala's summer home. It's beautiful. I mean, it's like so quick. I have a freshly painted house every single day. You know the problems I got with my house? I got the tank in the ground, the propane that cost me a fortune. I got to clean the windows. No, the one thing I don't have to worry about is painting my home. And that's because Susan Rhino Shielded my home. And you know what else I have? A 25-year guarantee against cracking, chipping, peeling, and fading. I need that on my face. Cracking, chipping, peeling, and fading, a 25 guarantee, 3-year guarantee. Come on, are you kidding me? Don't throw away money every 5 years. And by the way, if you have a business, your calling card is what people see when they go buy your business. If you Rhino Shield your business, you won't have to paint it again, and it won't look faded. How many times you go by somebody's house in the neighborhood? Hey, you know what? They ought to fix up their house a little bit. How many times you go by a business? You're going to give business to a place that doesn't look good? Just call Susan and ask for a free estimate for Rhino Shield. You're going to love it like we all do. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. You can go to rhinoshieldofny.com. Rhinoshieldofny.com. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield, it's not paint.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning with Frank Morano, Al Gattulo, and Debbie Duhame, 826. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis is a Salem News military affairs analyst, author of the book Future War. I love this subtitle. Super Soldiers, Terminators, Cyberspace, and the National Security for 21st Century Combat. Colonel, welcome back to the show, my friend, and nice to have you with us always.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, Colonel, give us your reaction to the news that the head of ISIS and the spokesperson that was supposed to come up after Baghdadi was killed. I mean, this is monumental, Colonel, yes?
Oh, absolutely. It's a great day for America and, of course, a great day for our warriors who are doing incredibly great efforts across the world, not just in the Middle East, but obviously, you know, we don't talk about many of these things. But fortunately, President Trump had the occasion on Sunday morning to go into some detail and say, you know, all the preparations that took down this man that we've been trying to put into a bag since 2014. You know, back in June the 29th, 2014, he was standing there at the great Al Nuri Mosque and Mosul, and he announced the establishment of his caliphate, and he called for allegiance of all Muslims to, you know, recognize him as Caliph Ibrahim. And of course, this was the first time that there had been a legitimate effort to establish a caliphate since 1924, when the Ottoman Empire died. So this was significant, monumental, and I think it will have a major impact on the entire region there.
What your military expert, Colonel, and by the way, thank you always, as I always tell you, for your service to the country, sir. We appreciate that more than we could tell you. But so the president's in the Oval Office, and this was a week prior to Sunday. Does he get the word? Does he make the call? Does he have military people around him? We think we have him, Mr. President. How does that go down, Colonel?
Well, he obviously has the National Security Advisor, who, working with the NSC and the Pentagon and the agency and some of our allies overseas, you know, working through a fusion cell would put all the pieces together. You know, what apparently broken in a number of media outlets was that we had a very deep insider who was able to get, you know, DNA samples to validate that he was, in fact, the person that was inside this villa And therefore, you know, we had all sorts of details about the subterranean activities, as well as the personnel there. We knew exactly, you know, not to go into the front door because it was booby-trapped. We knew all sorts of things. So we planned for it well in advance, staged it ostensibly in northern Iraq, and flew Napa the Earth over many air defense corridors occupied by not only the Russians, but the Turks and others. And, of course, had great help. But it was a flawless, it would appear at this point, mission. Went in, took care of business, and exited without any casualties, except for that dog that was hurt but has now returned to active duty.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, and it was okay. I liked it when I was watching from Italy, and I saw this unfold proudly, as a proud American, that our president did this. And then when he said he died like a dog about Baghdadi, man, I'm going, yes. I'm like, yeah, man. I think it's good. It's okay. You know, because there's a bit of, and again, not the analogy may not be just, but the language, the analogy of Donald J. Trump and George Patton, you know, because they're very loose with their language. I like that when the president goes, he died like a, it just kind of shows that, look, we know how mean and evil this guy was. And don't you feel that the president was just in his description, the way they took Baghdadi out?
No, absolutely. When you consider this guy tried to establish an Islamic polity, in other words, caliphate country. But the techniques that he used, Joe, he institutionalized the practice of takfir. In other words, you know, he went out and destroyed the Yazidi community, and he went after Christian and Jewish and other religious sites across the region. He sexualized battlefield. They raped and pillaged, literally. They took thousands of his female slaves, and they traded them and bartered for them. This was a true animal that, clearly, the president's language, I don't think, was even strong enough on why we needed to remove him from the human race.
Yeah, thank you, Colonel, for saying that. That's so true, because even with the political, not to get you into the fray that we're in, this political nonsense that we're going through, but when you see what happens in the, I was just talking to Congressman King about the Mueller probe and how the craziness of that and how nothing proved to be, it was all proved to be kind of a hoax. And then you see something like this, well, you forget, people forget that this guy, Baghdadi, he burned that Jordanian pilot in a cage, for God's sake. The beheadings with Jihad Johnny. Do we forget? How the public forgets about these things? And thank God folks like yourself in the military do not forget that. Hey, Colonel, I got to ask you about your book, Future War, Super Soldiers, Terminators, Cyberspace, and the National Security for 21st Century Combat. When the president pulls out of Syria, And then he negotiated everything with Syria and with Russia. But maybe, I always said we have this rapid deployment force to go into these areas that we don't want to lose our soldiers. Maybe we just read your book and we put all those. Can't we just do it the way you're saying to do it with the drones and cyberspace and those Terminators that you're talking about?
Well, we're clearly moving in that direction. There's a lot of it, artificial intelligence techniques and technologies being developed. We have special gear for our soldiers to make them super strong. We have ways in which we heal wounds much faster than ever before. You know, we practice massive deployments. We just had, strategic bombers in Saudi Arabia yesterday. They came back to South Dakota overnight. And then we had other deployments over to Europe. And we're moving things constantly to keep our enemies on the guard, to keep them aware and deterred against doing things that are not in our best interest. So, yes, we are tapping into technologies, but at the same time, we have to recognize the Chinese, based upon their October 1st parade in Tiananmen Square. They've stolen a lot of our technology, and they're doing a lot of nefarious things and employing that to their own benefit.
Yeah, Future War is the name of the book, by the way. If you want to buy this great book from Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. Colonel, we always appreciate you being with us. Before we let you go, sir, I see Lebanon. I see the unrest and the mass, the 18 people killed in Iraq. I mean, what's going on over there? And why is there so much unrest at this point, sir?
Well, there's corruption in Lebanon. The prime minister stepped down because of massive corruption. Of course, the economy is going bad. At the same time, I think a reassuring thing is we've had well over 100 Lebanese soldiers and officers in this country this past year training, and the Lebanese people are turning to their military to try to stabilize it. So we are indirectly influencing for the good the things that are happening in Beirut and throughout Lebanon through the military that we've influenced and trained and educated in this country to the types of values that we promulgate. So I think that's important. But Iraq is very problematic. You know, the prime minister is likely going to step down. And unfortunately, Muqtada al-Sadr, who is the Shiite cleric that we've been trying to get a hold of for literally decades, is apparently going to be kind of the guy that's going to steer the direction of the future of Baghdad. And that's very problematic because he's in the back pocket of the Iranians.
Colonel, always appreciate your valuable time, sir. Future War is the name of the book from Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. Thank you again for your service, sir, Colonel, and please come back soon, sir.
Well, thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. Colonel Robert McGinnis, SRN News Military Affairs Analyst. Piscopo in the morning, 8:34. Big Al standing by with the headline news for yous right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
60 degrees at 8:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. An elementary school on Long Island is attempting to break a world record. Mauritius Elementary School celebrating the 40th anniversary of their Great Pumpkin Contest. Each year, students decorate their pumpkins, which are judged based on creativity by 16 judges. The school's art teacher, Linda Tucci, started the competition back in 1978 and will submit paperwork to the Guinness Book of World Records, hoping to claim the title for the longest-running elementary school pumpkin contest in the world. J.P. Morgan Chase & Company has been in New York City for two centuries, but now the famed banking institution is moving jobs out of the city. Several thousand New York-based employees could find themselves transferred to new offices in Plano, Texas, Columbus, Ohio, and Wilmington, Delaware, all in a bid to cut company costs. J.P. executives have complained for years that New York City is no longer business-friendly. They are even thinking of selling their world headquarters at 383 Madison Avenue. The highest-paid workers would remain in New York to continue serving big-name clients. In sports, Rangers spotted the Lightning a 1-0 lead but scored the next four goals in a 4-1 win at MSG. World Series Game 6 goes to the Nationals. They beat the Astros 7-2 in Houston. The home team has lost every game so far in the series. Game 7 set for tonight. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. 84 eastbound right at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. Watch for a collision. 84 west approaching the Taconic. It's an overturned tractor trailer. Watch for a diversion there. Inbound GWB about 20 minutes into the upper level, 15 to the lower. Watch for delays at the inbound Lincoln of about 30, outbound 10. Holland about 30 in from the Turnpike, 40 in from 1 and 9. Traffic is kind of busy on the New Jersey Turnpike. The truck lanes north at 14 with a disabled truck. And we're still seeing delays this morning as you head over to the Bronx River Parkway south at Pelham Parkway with an accident there. Stop and go traffic at the Queens Midtown Tunnel because of a disabled vehicle and the LIE West right at the Grand Central Parkway. Accident involving a tractor trailer there. Partly cloudy today, high of 66. Rain likely for tomorrow for Halloween. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. How you doing? 8:37. Everybody knows Perillo Tours are the definitive travel experts in Italy and Hawaii, serving travelers for some 75 years now. We had the best time in Italy with Perillo Tours. What you may not know is Perillo Tours has expanded their fabulous tours to include Spain in 2020. CEO Steve Perillo and his nephew Devin, representing the fourth generation of Perillo Tours, has put together an unforgettable excursion to Spain. How does a 12-day tour of Spain sound? Madrid, Cordoba, Granada, Seville, huh? You can also add on the optional 4-day Barcelona extension. I am wearing a Barcelona extension right now. Sorry. All Perillo Tours contract only 4- and 5-star hotels, all centrally located. You can enjoy a carriage ride in Seville, taking a passionate flamenco dance show.
Ah, perhaps sherry tasting in a private art gallery. Participate in a paella cooking class. Visit an olive oil factory tour and tasting, all including the famous Perillo Never Lift a Finger promise. Call for the new 2020 Spain brochure at 888-PERILLO. That's 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O. Visit PerilloTours.com or your travel agent.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I started taking them about 7.5 years ago. It was right after I lost my husband. My husband passed away. I was grieving so bad I wasn't eating at all. I mean, I just didn't care. And so I heard the advertisements on the radio, and I thought, well, my family's upset about me. I got to get myself straight, and I started taking them. So I always say they kind of saved my life, you know. They gave me back my life. I would say that.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THE ANSWER.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Okay, it's time. It's time for Michael's of Brooklyn trivia question, 877-970-2999. You can win an entire case of that delicious, authentic, and always fresh Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. Michael's of Brooklyn has been around for almost 50 years. They have a new Arnostrand, one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. If you answer this trivia question correctly, you will win an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. Here you go. Here's the question. This is from Big Al. During my trip to Italy last week, I called in while a woman, Mirella, was making an Italian cheese, which I tasted on the air. We talked about it this morning. What cheese did I eat? What cheese did I eat? We talked about it on the air. 877-970-2999. Come on. You can call now. 877-970-2999. The first person to give us the correct answer to
like
the question. During my trip to Italy last week,
I called in.
They go back and forth. What happened to the love fest with the thing and the bookmark and the gold and everything? Come on. You could listen. I called in while a woman was making an Italian cheese in Italy. What cheese was it? If you don't get through on the lines today, by the way, we are giving away one more case, an entire case in an online contest. You just got to go to, please, am970theanswer.com to win. You do not want to miss out on the best Italian sauce out there. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving up authentic Italian since 1964.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on am970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 841. Let me go to Steve up there. Steve, good morning. What's on your mind this morning? Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind? We got him? We got you? Okay, you can call back. That's okay.
Better to take the calls in a minute. Let's get an answer to the trivia question.
I know, so funny. The call board. It's such a riot. We put that. If I asked about what news item would generate this many calls, not many is getting a free kid.
If you give something away, especially a product as good as Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. Yeah. I had last night the lobster tails fra diavolo. Oh, my goodness. This was extraordinary.
I got to tell you. Can I tell you something? 8:42 with Joe and Frank. Back from Italy. So when we're in Venice. And you guys went to the one restaurant, and the maitre d', I said, let me go recharge my phone. Let me go recharge myself. I'll go to St. Mark's. But I stopped at a little place. I ordered gnocchi. It's Italy, and I ordered gnocchi at this one place. Michael's of Brooklyn.
They do.
So much better. God forgive me. I don't mean to be rude. Michael's of Brooklyn, the gnocchi at Michael's of Brooklyn was a million. You couldn't compare it.
You know what? I've had a lot of the dishes at Michael's of Brooklyn that I tried in Italy. No comparison.
I'm telling you, the way they do it. And not to say we had some.
No, I didn't have a bad meal there.
No, not a bad meal
but
in Italy.
There's nothing like the Michael's of Brooklyn.
And excuse me. Yes, I did eat. I ate every
you
day.
Ate a little bit.
No, I pasta with everything. The only thing I have to tell you, Al, you ready for this? So where was the city we went to? That beautiful restaurant. It was a big restaurant, Sorrento. That's the restaurant Sorrento. So I'm sitting next to Frankie Five Boroughs, and we're at the table having a great time. And so now they're going to have a meal for us, and they have the meal. So I'm eating too much pasta at this point because you can't have – my favorite pasta in Avellino or in southern Italy is like the just a marinara sauce, maybe with some mozzarella, some cheese, whatever. Just that – and I had that, and I start to feel, uh-oh, I'm eating too much now because I would have pasta every single night. So I said to the camarere, the waiter – I said, at this restaurant, can you make it plain? Niente, con niente. Olio oliva, per favore. I was pleased. I just wanted it plain. Well, don't you know? What was the name of the pasta, Frankie? It was...
Wasn't it fettuccine?
No, I got it right here. I'm telling you, it was plain. I said, just nothing with olive oil. Fish, niente. Alegría. It came just exactly plain the way I like it. Now,
no
it's,
taste.
It's no taste. I'm making the point that the natural flavor, you're such a knucklehead. The natural flavor of the pasta is spectacular to the point where it just had olive oil. The spaghetti was homemade. What they had, and Debbie will know what it was. Why she probably, I think she just texted me what it was. What was it? It was Sorrento restaurant. Yes. And what was the name of it? There was a certain spaghetti. It was so good. It was so natural that I had the olive oil. I wanted to eat the whole thing. I said, Frankie, help me out here. Frankie ate the whole thing and then took bread and finished off that plate like I've never seen. And thank you for that.
You're welcome. The least I could do for you, Joe. Is eat your macaroni.
But how great was it?
You know what? I was actually shocked at how good it was. Because I'll tell you what happened.
See? Mm-hmm. And they put a little Parmesan on it. Parmesan.
I ordered at that particular restaurant the vegetable cannelloni. I thought I was getting a vegetable cannelloni, but they brought it with the...
Parrucciano restaurant. Thanks, Debbie.
They brought it with the ground beef. And I'm not much of a meat eater. I don't really like beef. So I didn't want the cannelloni, but I didn't want to make a big production and weigh 80 people. So I gave the cannelloni to my mom. And then I had some of her fish, but then
Frank's
I see
just picking at everybody's plate.
That's right. But I ended up eating more than anybody. But I saw that you had this pasta, which was largely untouched. And I said, I can't believe this guy. I can't believe this guy is going to get pasta without any sauce, and two, he's not going to eat it. So I said, let me try a bite of this. It was extraordinary. I don't remember asking permission or anything like that.
Yeah.
I just kind of took it upon myself. I said, I'm not going to let this pasta go to waste. I'm going to sit there in front of Joe. So, I ate the pasta. Best decision I ever made.
But the point I'm making, it was so, Sciatelli. Is that right? I'm not pronouncing it properly. But it was right there in Sorrento. The natural flavor of pasta, people forget. Yep. They always have to put so much on it. You got to put this on it. The natural flavor of that homemade pasta was extraordinary. It was great. And thank you.
There's a lot to be said for sauce, though, too. Especially the Michael of Brooklyn sauce.
I had that, too. Though. Yeah. And you can believe I scoffed a lasagna at the place.
Oh,
you know?
That was quite good.
And then this was my favorite moment, please, in Italy. This had to be one of my favorite moments. We had such a great time and so many laughs because we walked all the way when we were in Florence, and we walked all the way to the restaurant. And then I said to our guide, Paolo, can you get maybe the bus closer so folks don't have to walk and we could have the bus right there for it? Because it's so strict. There's so many regulations because it's, you know, it's not the way the country is regulated like that in a socialistic country like that. So he goes, you're not supposed to drive the bus down. Just get the bus close as you can. And he did. He did. Talk about Perillo Tours doing it, custom. They bought that bus close in. I walk from the restaurant. I go back. I'm walking back with my buddy Steve, former LAPD, by the way. Mm-hmm. And so we're walking back, and we go. Now I lose the crowd. Why? Because I see Polizia Italiana. I see the police, and they look great. They got automatic weapons. They all look like movie stars. Do you ever notice there's not one bad-looking guy in Italy? Did you notice that, Frankie?
That's
am
true.
I right? Debbie
You're
noticed
right.
that. I know. She noticed that. Right. They all look like movie stars. Debbie, am I right or wrong?
Oh, my gosh.
Every single
gorgeous,
one. Every guy. Now, when I'm looking at the Polizia, these are tough guys with automatic weapons.
Right.
They're in camouflage. They got the beret. Mm-hmm. They look like movie stars. My buddy Steve goes over, and he goes like this. I swear to God, he's got his badge. I swear, this is it. Well, everybody's going to the bus now, and I'm supposed to be with everybody. Mm-hmm. So, listen, I stop, of course, because my ADD, I say, oh, look,
police guys that look like they're movie stars. Let's get a picture. Steve, my buddy, remember? He walked over. He flashes his LAPD badge. He goes, LAPD, like this. The guys, they go, oh, hey. They welcomed him. They hugged him. He took a picture with the Los Angeles Police Department guy, and it was great. And then I go, hey, per favore, I have a photograph. And con rispetto, I said, thank you so much. And we took a nice. But then Debbie said, I want a picture with those handsome guys.
I ran. And they're looking at me like, who are you? I'm like, I do the traffic in New York. Please.
We're lucky we got you back from those guys. Let me tell you right now, because I thought you would. So meantime, me and Debbie are walking, and we're with Steve, and we're having a good time.
Yeah.
And I get a call on my phone. I said, oh, it's Paolo, our guy. Joe, where are you? Where are you, Joe? Come to the bus. I go. What are you? Is everybody on the bus already? He goes, yes, yeah, see, but I said, Paolo, take the bus, go. I'll take a cab. Just get go. So I just said, just get the folks back to the hotel. We'll find our way back. Me and Debbie get lost, and with
we're
Steve, with Frankie Volpe.
Yeah, we're walking all over. We're like, where are we? Wait, where's the hotel? Where's Joe's hotel?
We had no idea.
We didn't know because we were separated in two hotels at that point.
What happens? We're sitting there. As we're sitting there, and Steve goes, I said, Steve, you're my hotel? He goes, yeah. I said, well, will you go back with me? I'll get a cab. All of a sudden, this bus barrels down the street.
A tiny street.
It's against, I think it was against the law. I shouldn't say it, but it was. And don't you know, Paolo, he spots me. It's the bus that I said go. They found me, and they stopped the bus in the middle of Florence.
It was so funny. We were laughing.
All I hear is this: Joe, vieni qua, Joe, come on, fight. Go. And we, I said, Debbie, are you okay? She goes, yeah, I'll find my way back. And we jumped on the bus. They stopped.
Oh, that was so funny. Yeah, because you and Steve were going to the other hotel at that point. And then Frankie Volpe, his wife, and then Dee and John from Jackson. We're all like, where's our hotel? Wait, they took off. Now we were like wandering around. We finally found our hotel.
You got
it. Funny.
I felt so bad. The first thing I did when I got on the bus, I go on the bus, they cheered. Yes, we found Joe. But wait, did you get back okay?
We figured it out, you know.
God, you can't make it.
Then you texted me later. You're like, are you guys okay? I'm like, yeah, we made it. Don't worry.
Oh, man. Only the Americans.
That was so funny.
It was a reality show. We loved every single minute of it, you know. Hey, 8:51. Debbie's out there in New York. We are home. She's checking traffic for you right now on AM 970, The Answer.
That was so great seeing that Perillo bus, tour bus coming through the tiny streets of Florence looking for you. That was so awesome. Joe, let's take it to 84 westbound, right past the Taconic. Watch for that accident. It's an overturned tractor trailer there. Inbound GWB down to a 5-minute delay. Outbound, an accident cleared at the George Washington Bridge, Lincoln 25 in, 10 out. Holland still about 30 to 35 in. Outbound, you're moving okay. Watch for delays on the New Jersey Turnpike north. The truck lanes at 14 with a disabled tractor trailer. Traffic still busy on 46 west right past Route 3 with an accident cleared. Route 1 heading northbound at Riders Lane getting up toward New Brunswick. A 3-car accident there to deal with. And we're still seeing stop-and-go traffic Bronx River Parkway south at Pelham Parkway with a collision. Stop and go traffic as well at the Queens Midtown Tunnel with a stalled vehicle cleared. LIE West at the Grand Central, an accident still working as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Football can be a game of numbers, down and distance, yards gained, points scored. But it's the things that can't be measured that matter most. Effort. Intensity. Heart.
Touchdown.
Count on us to give it all we got right here.
This is Rich DeMarco. Tune in this Saturday at 3 as the Black Knights travel to Colorado to face off against Service Academy rival Air Force on our sister station, AM 570, 102.3 FM, The Mission.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Only days left before we join you at 230 Park Avenue at 46th Street. That's Bobby Vanz for the next Dining Out Dialogues. Myself, Don Trump Jr., Kim Guilfoyle, AJ Catsimatidis, and many more. 212-867-5490 for reservations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Cole, former 10-year CIA veteran and former White House appointee. Did you know the biggest threat to you and your family's safety is not a nuclear threat or terrorism? The thing that should keep you up at night is the fact that an immense cyber attack is inevitable. The damage can range from losing your privacy to the extreme, like losing the grid and everything electric for days, weeks, or even months. But I am here to help you. Tune in every Saturday at 2 p.m. for Cyber 9/11 with Dr. Eric Cole, where I will talk to you about what you can do to protect you and your family. I am a media expert and regular on shows like Fox and Friends, Judge Jeanine Pirro, and many others as the go-to expert in the world of cyber safety. And I'll help you get started protecting yourself today. Email me at ecole@secureanchor.com for a free copy of my book, Online Danger. Tune in to Cyber 9/11 with me, Dr. Eric Cole, Saturdays at 2 p.m. before it's too late.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport. Whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran, Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Joe on the radio, 854. Joe Lumberg's coming up with weather. Let me tell you about the Atlantis Yacht, if I can. If you're looking to wow your corporate guests, clients, employees, I have the answer for you. Plan an unforgettable event on the Atlantis. Beautiful skyline views. This is a great yacht. A gourmet food and bar menu like you can't believe. First-class entertainment. Your guests are sure to be so impressed. I'm telling you from personal experience, the Atlantis is great. Captain Fred is spectacular. It is just something you can't describe that you got to go see. And you can be called 212-633-1231 or visit NewYorkCruises.com. You will see how you can impress your guests. By the way, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, wedding. Hey, how about a proposal? Hey, how about a corporate thing like we do the Schmooze Cruise? Will all of our wonderful clients and their family now, you know, all the folks that advertise on WMCA and AM 970, The Answer. Captain Fred and the New York Cruises staff go above and beyond with every detail, and our clients love it, and yours, your clients will love it too. Look, it's a corporate event, wedding, engagement party. Check out the Atlantis. Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Mention AM 970, The Answer, for a free menu upgrade. 212-633-1231 or NewYorkCruises.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, back from Italy. Joe Lumberg there. Joey, how you doing? We missed you. You got to go on the next trip with us. I know you. You'll bring your bike.
I went on a little vacation. I was on a staycation for about 10 days. I did go out to Ohio for a couple of days, and that was it.
You took your bike with you. I know you did.
Of course I did, yes.
You know what? There were a lot of guys biking, and they don't. And you know what? There's no sidewalks like in Italy. It's like, you know, the buses go by, the scooters go by, the Vespas and the motorcycle, and then people are on bikes. And I was thinking about you, man. It's I don't know how they do it, but they go through all the hills.
It can be a little dangerous.
It is. It is. What'd you do in Hawaii? Did you go on any race, or you just took it up for a
just,
little?
I was out riding with my friend for a couple of days. Got, 105 miles one day, and then 65 the next.
Oh, Joe, you're unbelievable, man. God bless you. Listen,
I rolled over 120,000 lifetime miles now since 2006.
God bless you. And your knees are okay? And your
yeah, my knees are fine.
Quads
are fine.
And hamstrings are good?
Yeah,
you're bionic, Joe Lumberg. I swear to goodness, great. This is the man. And don't forget, if you're listening, I'm amazed at Joe, because what was your top weight when you started?
271, at least. That's what I knew.
Boom. 271. And now you're a svelte 135, I hear.
190.
Listen, no, man, you're doing great. Joey, weather-wise, as we go into the weekend, what are we looking like, my friend?
2 days of unsettled weather. That's today and tomorrow. And the bulk of the heavy rain is tomorrow night, later tonight, probably between about 10 or 11 o'clock and maybe 3 in the morning. And then after that, wind cranks up and blows things out of here. By the way, the allergy report today, brought to you by Balance of Nature, is low. And it looks like it's going to be that way into the weekend. So mid-60s today, low 70s tomorrow, then upper 50s with sunshine and wind on Friday.
Not so bad. Joe Lumberg, always appreciate it, my friend. God bless you. He's an inspiration, that guy right there. Mr. Lumberg at our weather answer desk. Boom, I see the phone calls, 877-970-2999. You can join into the soiree anytime. David Limbaugh, conservative attorney, national best-selling author, whose newest book is Guilty by Reason of Insanity. David Limbaugh, live on the Piscopo Show. Frankie Five Burrows is here. Albert's here. Debbie Duhaime. We are all together. The band is back together live from New York. And it's great to be home. Great to be back in the greatest country on planet Earth, the United States of America. Oh, yeah. We're coming right back at you. It's Piscopo in the Morning, live from New York City.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
60 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A playground is being dedicated today in Queens to fallen FDNY Lieutenant Michael Davidson. 15-year department veteran died last year responding to a blaze on a movie set in Harlem. The former Phipps Playground, which is located across the street from Lieutenant Davidson's childhood home at Sunnyside, is being renamed in his honor. Davidson, who lived in Floral Park, Long Island, left behind a wife and four children. Governor Murphy says New Jersey still has a long way to go to deal with the next superstorm, Sandy. He signed an executive order Tuesday, marking exactly 7 years since Sandy devastated shore communities. The order includes how the state plans to deal with rising sea levels and other extreme storms that threaten beach towns.